Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And I do have a wombat planned for tonight. However, I'm going to start off with a summer song. It's midwinter when I'm recording this, and there have been some cold days and mean weather. But here's a song called Long Hot Summer Days by John Hartford, my favorite fiddler and one of my favorite singers. Long Hot Summer Days.
And this is a towboat song called Long Hot Summer Days. And Doc Cullis called us from Chattanooga this morning and said he had a brand new baby boy named Zachary Hartford Cullis. So we'll send this out to him.
Some of these empties here just as soon as we know where they lay. Tied off of them jolly and leaving lines on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Summer day. For every day you work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Today it'll be chicken consomme and a fruit jar full of iced tea on them long hot summer days. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on them long hot summer days. Beardstown, when we come down yesterday, I'm gonna get off down at Alton on a long hot summer day. For every day of work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat making up barges on a long hot summer day. never get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat, I'm making up barges on a long, hot summer day. For every day I work on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Old towboat, making up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Long Hot Summer Days by John Hartford. The next song is Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce. And I suggest that while you're listening, you might think to yourself, have you ever experienced this? And if so, how often? And if not, can you imagine what it would be like to experience it? Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go.
Jim Croce with Time in a Bottle. I've noticed that when I'm trying to figure out what books to read and what movies to see, that I have a strong preference for coming of age stories. I don't know why that is. Maybe I didn't complete that part of my life well. But in any case, I do have that. And the next song, Strawberry Wine, is a coming of age story. So I'll give you the story. Here is Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. July noon, saw everything when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter. The next song is called Door Country. It's an instrumental by a band called Notorious and has two of my favorite instruments, banjo and fiddle, and a third instrument, a cello. See if you can hear the cello in here. It's kind of hard to pick out. I'm not even sure it's there, but I'm pretty sure. So this is Door Country by Notorious.
Thank you.
That was Door Country by the band Notorious. The next song is A Toast to the Times, and I think it was written by Pete Seeger. It's going to be performed by Pete Seeger and Lori Wyatt. I met Pete Seeger three times, always briefly. I think one time I had about a five-minute conversation with him. The other performer, Lori Wyatt, was one of the performers and teachers on a weekend I was on, and I took his introduction to guitar class. And he was, of course, a very talented musician. But the thing I remember was at the class, there were maybe nine of us or something, and we were tuning our instruments before the start of the class. It was taking a while. And Lori Wyatt said, just bring all those instruments up here. And we did. And he picked them up one by one. And within maybe 30 seconds, he would tune his instruments. He'd just take the thing and turn this knob. And he had perfect pitch. He could hear it. He tuned about five or six guitars in maybe 3 minutes. And we went on with the class. So that's Lori Wyatt. So this song is A Toast to the Times by Pete Seeger and Lori Wyatt. And it certainly captures my experience with folk music. And I'll read you the chorus and you can see how the song goes. Here's a toast to the times that have been here and gone. Everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang and to all the songs we've yet to sing. What a wonderful toast for the kind of musician that I love to sing with. Here is Pete Seeger and Lori Wyatt with A Toast to the Times.
Here's a toast to the times that have been here and gone. Everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang and to all the songs we've yet to sing. We're fast, our pockets light, our song bags filled and refilled every night. We tried on songs like pairs of boots we never knew. They become our roots. So here's a toast to the times that have been here and gone. Everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang and to all the songs we yet to sing.
We dug up tunes from another time. Some songs were new, gathered fresh from the vine, and every song was a little play whose magic spell led us far away.
So here's a toast to the times that have been here and gone. Everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang and to all the songs we've yet to sing.
Here's to the tune,
here's to the tune
that brought us through,
that brought us through,
and the people who,
and the people who
passed along what they knew,
passed along what they knew.
Here's to the friends,
here's to the friends
who've traveled on,
who've traveled on.
I hear them still,
I hear them still
when we sing their song,
when we sing their song.
So here's a toast
to the times that have been here and gone.
It seems like
everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang and to all the songs we sang.
we yet to sing.
Let's sing it one more time.
So here's a toast to the times that have been here and gone. Everywhere I go, those echoes ring. And here's a toast to all the songs we sang. Songs we yet to sing.
That was A Toast to the Times by Pete Seeger and Lori Wyatt. It's wombat time. As if you listen to the start of the show, you know that a wombat's what I call these odd things I introduce that are not professional recorded music. And this time it's going to be a radio play that I put together with some friends and family about 5 years ago. And I'll let it introduce itself.
The following radio play is brought to you by the Voices in the Dark players. The cast, in order of appearance, are Josie, age 12, played by Josie, age 12. Alexa, age 13, played by Alexa, age 13. The Spirit, ageless, played by Harry, aged. Buckeye, an elderly male cat, played by Phyllis, ahem. Sally, a young female calico cat, played by Harry's wife. The opening scene is darkness.
Where are we?
Who are you?
It's me, Josie.
Oh yeah, that means I must be Alexa.
I think we might be dreaming.
Holy crickets, I can't see. I'm blind. Was it just dark?
It's worse than that. Tried to touch your nose.
Great balls of fire. I'm just a voice.
Well, maybe you're both a voice and a mind, but that's debatable.
Welcome, ladies. Welcome to my world.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
A bulwark.
Young lady, profanity. You may not use such language in my presence.
What bull roar is profanity?
Very profane. Profanity is defined by custom and society. Words you think are bad words are okay here, but we will avoid them because they are not okay where you come from.
Who cares? Profanity does not matter much at this moment.
How do we get back?
You get back by waking up.
How do we wake up?
Ah, that's a much harder question.
Where are we?
I can't tell you.
You don't know?
Oh, I know, but I can't tell you.
Well, why not?
It is forbidden.
This is a crazy world.
Naughty, naughty. Stop the profanity. You may call it a mentally challenged world.
You're crazy.
Sins will be punished.
You're mentally challenged.
So it may appear to the casual observer, but I ask you, who's in charge here?
If this is a dream, then you are not real, ha! Huh?
I am for the moment. And by the way, when I go away in the place to which I go, you are not real either.
Then go there. Now.
Wait. What yonder purring sounds do I hear? Who lurks in the darkness?
Meow. I am the old man of the porch, and I am not alone. I am the lady of the fountain, meow, and we come to free these captives.
Be gone. You are not of my realm. You have no right to be in a human dream.
Meow.
Darest thou swear in my realm? You shall be declawed.
Great spirits of the cat world, we call you now to join us in the great union to free these little people.
Meow.
We are. This is unbearable. You are disturbing the matrix of this reality. Go away, be gone.
Freedom, or we will use our mental claws on all your kind.
You threaten me, you fools.
You ask for it.
I can't take it. Well, okay, I can be flexible. I'm out of here, baby. Have a nice day.
What just happened?
We fell asleep in the hammocks. Did you have the same dream I had?
Darkness?
Yes, and cats.
Let's get something to drink. Maybe there's lemonade.
Or chocolate cake.
That was tonight's Wombat.
That was a radio play I put together with family and friends a few years ago. The next song is You Haven't Heard the Last of Me by Mo Bandy. I often mention that songs are either, a lot of country songs are another somebody done somebody wrong song, but relationships have so many phases. Here's one, it's not over yet. Mo Bandy is saying, you haven't heard the last of me. He hasn't given up. And maybe there's hope. He certainly has some. And You Haven't Heard the Last of Me by Mo Bandy.
You haven't heard the last of me. And I won't give up until you see. Oh, you won't admit it, but your heart has got the upper hand. And I know that the time has come to make you understand that you haven't heard the last of me. I'm gonna play upon your sympathy till I get you back again. Oh, honey, I thought I ought to let you know I'm never gonna let you go until I win and you give in. You're gonna see that you haven't heard the last of me. Our backs on true romance, and we never gave our love a chance. Oh, it's so easy to let a lover slip away, and I know if I had the chance, I could make you stay. Haven't heard the last of me. I'm gonna play upon your sympathy till I get you back again. Oh, honey, I thought I ought to let you know I'm never gonna let you go until I. Haven't heard the last of me, so don't.
You Haven't Heard the Last of Me by Mo Bandy. The next song is Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan. This was a big hit for Bob Dylan fairly early in his career, and the most popular version of it is the one I'm going to play by the Byrds. And I play a number of songs by Bob Dylan on this show, and a lot of covers that people have made. His lyrics are what really made him famous. And most of the songs are wonderfully intelligible right at the surface level. You can understand what he's talking about. Now, they do have deeper meanings, I understand, but this one, this one doesn't really work. Mr. Tambourine Man, this particular version of the song only has one of the verses, and there are five. And I'm in the process of memorizing these verses, and I can tell you, I can't make any sense out of hardly any of them. Let me read you the one you're going to hear in the song. See if you can make any sense of this. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. The other verses are equally obtuse, but somehow it works anyway. It's the only song I know by Bob Dylan that doesn't make much sense. In fact, it reminds me a lot of Jabberwocky, the poem by Lewis Carroll. In any case, here you go. This is Mr. Tambourine Man, sung by the Byrds, a song by Bob Dylan.
Swirling ship. All my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade on to my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
Mr. Tambourine Man, sung by the Byrds. The next song is Daniel by Elton John. Elton John has been performing for over six decades. He's now 76 years old, and he's on his farewell tour of the world. A friend of mine went to see him when when Elton John came to his city, he's just as good as ever. Anyway, this is one of his songs. It's called Daniel. And Elton John is probably the most prolific performer in my life. So here is Daniel by Elton John. Elton John. The next song is by Iris DeMent. Iris has probably the most unique female voice of any singer I know. I can recognize her almost immediately in any song, even when she's sometimes singing harmony. This song is God May Forgive You, But I Won't. Forgiveness is a big topic these days, and it's supposed to be a big part of mental health, but some people can't forgive, and this is a song that shows why, I guess, or how. And this is Iris DeMent, God May Forgive You.
You say that you're born again, cleansed of your former sins. You want me to say I'll forgive and forget. You've done too much to me. Don't you be touching me. Go back and touch all those women you met. 'Cause God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, well, neither do I. You say that you're born again, well, so am I. And God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try. Well, the kids had to cry for you. I had to try to do things that the dad should do since you've been gone. Well, you really let us down. You may be heaven bound, but you've left one hell of a mess here at home. And God may forgive you, but I won't. Yes, Jesus loves you, but I don't. They don't have to live with you, and neither do I. You say that you're born again, well, so am I. God may forgive you, but I won't, and I won't even try.
That was God May Forgive You, sung by Iris DeMent. The next song is The Death of Queen Jane by Oscar Isaac. Part of my roots is a lot of folk music. I was in a folk music club, and really I heard that kind of music for 34 years, I guess. And this particular song is one of the child ballads, one of the classics. It goes way back. And the story is related, probably, they think, to Queen Jane Seymour, the third wife of Henry VIII, who did die shortly after giving birth. The rest of the story doesn't fit true history, but it's a powerful story. So listen in here. And sometimes these stories can reach in and just pluck your heartstrings. This one does that for me. The Death of Queen Jane, sung by Oscar Isaac.
Queen Jane lay in labor for 9 days or more, till her women grew so tired, could no longer live. A thing that can never be. We will call on King Henry and hear what he may say, and hear what he may say. King Henry was sent for. King Henry, he did come. Saying, what does ail you, my lady? Your eyes, they look so dim. Your eyes, they look so dim. King Henry, King Henry, will you do one thing for me? Will you open my right side and find my baby? And find my baby. Oh no, cried King Henry. That's a thing that I can never do. If I lose the flower of England, I shall lose the branch too. I shall lose the branch
of Queen Jane, sung by Oscar Isaac. The next song is a gentle love song from 1955, sung by Doris Day. It's called Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon, my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Secret love's no secret Secret Love by Doris Day. And the last song on the show today is another 50s gentle love song. It's Heart and Soul by the Four Aces.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, how much too thrilling. strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me. It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Heart and soul. I fell in love with you, heart and soul. The way a fool would do. In the night, heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Heart and Soul by the Four Aces. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And now, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.